Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi there, Emmanuel Faith. It's Pastor Seth Redden here with your devotional for today. We're going to be talking about, are you truly satisfied? And our scripture reading is out of John chapter 6, verse 35, where Jesus says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" In his book, The Heart of the Enlightened, Anthony DeMello tells a story. A Quaker had a sign put on a vacant piece of land next to his home, said, "This land will be given to anyone who is truly satisfied." A wealthy farmer who was riding by stopped to read the sign and said to himself, "Since our friend the Quaker is so ready to part with this plot, I might as well claim it before someone else does. I'm a rich man and have all I need, so I certainly qualify." With that, he went up to the door and explained what he was there for. "And are you truly satisfied?" the Quaker asked. "I am, indeed, for I have everything I need." "Friend," said the Quaker, "if you are satisfied, what do you want the land for?" As we see in the story of Jesus feeding 5,000, everyone ate, and all were satisfied. Satisfaction or contentment for many of us is elusive. I know it's elusive in my life. The moment I feel like I am content with the things that I have, my lot in life, Apple releases a new iPhone and I find myself green with envy and dissatisfaction. So the question the Quaker asks is the question we strive to answer every day. Are we truly satisfied? If we're looking for people, things, and gadgets to satisfy our needs, we will always, always leave disappointed. Why? Because temporal things can never satisfy the eternal desires written on our hearts. What the people don't realize, and what Jesus so perfectly illustrates later in John chapter 6, is that the only way to be truly satisfied and content is to partake of the bread of life. Jesus is the end of our quest for satisfaction. You will find nothing greater and nothing beyond the satisfaction that only Jesus brings. It is through faith that Jesus becomes the well that will never run dry. And in the process, he not only satisfies our desires, but he also sets us free from chasing the things that can never and will never satisfy. Are you truly satisfied? If your satisfaction is found in the sufficiency of grace, the answer is and can be yes. Grace and peace to you, Emmanuel Faith. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.